I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Asian Access is working with a tribal group in an Asian country so volatile that both the United Nations and Doctors Without Borders have recently withdrawn. A2's Noel Bacchetti says,
this leader, as he was going through our training, got a burden for this group and took it upon himself to begin visiting this region and trying to get to know people.
They just recently baptized 500. His strategy for outreach was simple: pure love, pure gospel. It worked so well, the denomination he's part of set aside their strategy and committed to building relationships instead. And it's changing whole communities. You can pray, give, or go. Need more? Go to our website. Next, Russian separatists are holding three believers captive in eastern Ukraine. They kidnapped the Christians from a church in Slavyansk on Sunday, says Russian ministries. Some of the kidnapped Christians are being used as human shields, and Orthodox churches have become storage points for weaponry. You can get the full report at our website and share it on Facebook to help raise awareness. Please pray for the safe return of these three kidnapped believers. And are you ready for the 2014 Commonwealth Games? Well, this sports competition is going to bring over 1 million people to the host city of Glasgow, Scotland. Biblica's Mark Finney says that's where they're focusing their outreach efforts, which include a letter from Queen Elizabeth II.
She's written a really beautiful little piece for us that talks about the New Testament being so important to her and encouraging people to read it for themselves.
Teams of believers will be handing out Commonwealth New Testaments at the Games to spectators and athletes alike. They're also leaving penny gospels behind at pubs and bus stops. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sign up to get our daily e-news blasts, and it's free. Go to missionnetworknews.org, type in your email address on the bottom, and you'll have up-to-date mission news every day. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.